This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Transited the Burbank and Van Nuys airspace at 1,400 feet and proceeded south, then west. The pilot requested flight following to continue to Camarillo, but Southern California TRACON advised the pilot that they were too low for flight following. Approximately 4 minutes later, the pilot advised they were climbing to avoid a cloud layer. When ATC asked what the pilot planned to do, there was no reply. Radar data indicates the helicopter climbed to 2,300 feet and then began a left descending turn. Last radar contact was around 9:45 a.m. and is consistent with the accident location.
Like, I thought he was going to live forever. I thought he was invincible. I thought he was, you know, he played like that. He walked like that. He was just a confident young man. And when Jerry West drafted him, I remember him telling us when he went one-on-one against Kobe, against Michael Cooper, that Kobe was the next greatest player to play in the league.
Magic Johnson, of course, there talking about Kobe Bryant, and the key thing was invincible. Not so much, sadly, the crash, the helicopter crash that we're all talking about. I was on 30 different radio shows today and four different television outlets. It was crazy, and imagine the reaction they're getting from all kinds of people. You also heard Jennifer Homendy, and of course she is with the NTSB. She's a board member, and there is so much more to this story. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us as always here on the show. We go to my pal in Southern California, broadcast exec Andy Zdarevich. Andy, you just are just a couple of exits down from where this crash happened, right?
Yeah, it's the suburb of Calabasas is right next to my suburb, Westlake Village. I literally am three exits off the 101. I went right past the where the crash site was this morning on my way to work and coming home, Las Virgenes Road. It's until now, when everybody's hearing Calabasas, the most thing Calabasas was famous for was that it's the wealthy enclave where the Kardashians come from. So at least they're giving a little respite from that. But I have to tell you, I've lived here, got over 25 years, and this is probably the most stunned L.A. is. It takes a lot to stun L.A. or to even get L.A. to care. It's a transit society. It's just everybody, you know, it's just in and out, coming and going. But this has hit everybody pretty hard. It was like one of our own type of thing. And I would say the last time the city was anything like this was when Michael Jackson OD'd in his lair or whatever he did with that drip stuff. And that was 10 years ago now, Kate?
Yeah, it's been at least, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so I'd say that's the last thing that kind of hit L.A. Was Michael Jackson, and that was... this is more, and I think it's the sadness of the fact that there were kids on board, you know, not just his little girl, but three other little girls, and they played with her, so they were all just 13 years old. So I think that's kind of made it a little worse that there were kids on board and stuff, and thank God that, they had one guy on today from Calabasas who heard it, and he said it was instantaneously. I mean, it was a big thump, and then the flames came up. And so it's just, you know, and it's little things now are coming out, little drips and dribbles, you know. It's like what kind of touched people here today was nobody, I mean, you think you know people and you think you know of them and you think you know what they do. Nobody knew. Did you know that Kobe was a devout Catholic?
And I
did.
They
went to Mass at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning and had communion. and then they were gone less than 2 hours later. I mean, that's the little stuff that is coming out to people, you know, and just the recollections and hearing the former greats and stuff, you know. They canceled the Tuesday night's game because everybody was all, you know, excited to possibly see if they were going to have some memorial or something. They don't know anything about that stuff yet. No, there's been talk that, you know, they'll possibly do a big memorial at Staples or whatever. But, you know, it's going to depend what the family wants, you know. I don't know how they're going to keep it private. I just don't see how. But with the outpouring of grief for him, but, you know, you just don't know, you know.
Yeah, maybe they're gonna. Maybe they'll do two. They could possibly do two. That wouldn't be something that hasn't been done before. I would assume. And you said it really well at the beginning of this that L.A. It takes a lot to move L.A. besides an earthquake. And this is, you can see it. You can see it when anything comes out of Los Angeles and all the people gathering around the Staples Center. And it wasn't about the Grammys. It was about Kobe and Gigi, his little girl. And then, of course, you mentioned it. There were two other young girls. One of them was 13-year-old Alyssa Altobellis. And what a sad story for that family. Just, it really is devastating. I think this is
yeah, there were her mom and dad. So it was her mom and dad and her, and then another sibling was at home, and that sibling is now without a mom and dad and without a mom and dad.
Right.
I mean, this is, you know, this has just ripped families apart. And one of the other people on board was the a coach. From Orange County in there, and now the husband is left with three kids. All of a sudden, he's a widower with three kids. But can you imagine having, I mean, I don't know how old the girl is, but I believe she was older, but even if she was 16, 17, whatever, she lost her mom and dad and her sister all in one time, you know. And I hate to say it, and it, but the more you see and the more you see and the more you read, it's pilot error. I mean, I have to tell you, I have a little one, your niece, little Gidget. I didn't even take Gidget out for a walk on Sunday morning because I said to my sister, I said, it's icky out. It's cloudy. It's misty. It wasn't supposed to rain or anything, but it was cloudy and misty and it was foggy. And I didn't even take Gidget out for a walk. And this was like at 7:15 when I got up. And so I just have to, can I just say one thing? Terrible of a tragedy as this is, does anybody use freaking common sense anymore?
I don't get it.
I know that he lives in Newport Beach and his academy is way out by where I live, past where I live, out in Thousand Oaks. But my God. So you don't get there in 35 minutes. You take the 405 freeway and you get there in 2 hours. He could have had a limo in 5 seconds. And this pilot, I mean, it may not have been pilot error like that he did anything wrong, except that he came upon this fog. And this pilot was an instructor in this area at the Van Nuys Airport.
Wow.
People are going like, well, maybe he didn't recognize the hillside of Calabasas.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the hillside of Calabasas.
How dangerous it is. How dangerous is this? Crazy. All right, on that note, we're going to let you fly. Thank you, Annie, so much. We appreciate it.
All right, kiddo. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Coming up on the flip side, we move from California to what's happening in Washington, D.C. with the impeachment process.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
If the president, any president, were to have done what the Times reported about the contact of the Bolton manuscript, that would not constitute an impeachable offense. Let me repeat, nothing in the Bolton revelations, even if true, would rise to the level of an abuse of power or an impeachable offense.
You don't hear the word Biden. You don't hear the word CrowdStrike. Those are in the document. Why? It's obvious. It's obvious. Because the president was asking for a quid pro quo.
Politics as usual, but of a different variety, because we know this by now. This is only the third time that this has happened. The White House is working to contain some of the damage from this Bolton book that is coming out, the former National Security Advisor. And Alan Dershowitz took a lot of the time today. He was a big part of what was being said because, of course, he is one of the main characters in this, representing the press. And he talked about Bolton there. And then Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York, the Democratic senator, you heard what he had to say. So it's always, he said, you're a Democrat, I'm a Republican, let's add up the numbers and let's not dance. I mean, this is really what it is, right? It is. So the Bolton book is, the manuscript has about a dozen pages on it that shows Bolton's interactions with President Trump over the Ukraine. And he kind of tried to distance himself from all of this, it sounded like, when it was going on. He would take notes on his yellow notepads, and he would get the president, I guess, a little angry sometimes because he didn't like the whole note-taking thing. And now there's these leaks, naturally, coming from the soon-to-be-published memoir of Bolton's, where he alleges a direct link between the president's withholding of the aid to Ukraine and his desire that its government investigate his political rivals. and Bolton left the White House in September of 2019, we know. Trump says he was fired. Bolton says he resigns. They can't even agree on that. So there are dozens of pages about the Ukraine and the interactions. And with his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who was like the hitman and all of this, the bag man, the whatever you want to call it, and the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and a bunch of others. And then one person who has been quoted all over the place, must be the leak in the White House, he's anonymous, and it's a he, says that Bolton didn't need to have documents or his own notes from inside the White House since he probably went home every night and wrote about it. The bottom line is, I laugh at this because it is like a wicked political soap opera, right? And sadly, we're just the bystanders, the byproducts, the flotsam. Look that word up. I love that word. We're the flotsam across the rest of these United States as the people who represent us go on and try to figure out in the end what's going to happen here. And as I said before, we know this. It is about numbers. And it doesn't look like there's going to be witnesses unless some Republicans jump the fence, so to speak. And I don't think that we're going to see any of that. So this is the defense part. I'll say the defense part of the president. So it's his team making the case that, okay, what's going on here? So if I were to look at what happened on the day and just give you a couple of what I call quick hits, it's so much focused on Bolton and so much focused on, was it speculation, allegations, was there any evidence? In fact, the president's defense attorney, Jay Sekulow, said as this trial, because it's a trial, got underway again, that we don't deal with speculation. We don't deal with anything that's not evidentiary standards. These are allegations that aren't based on that. Democrats did the opposite. They detailed how the president paused the money that was supposed to go to the Ukraine, perhaps even breaking the law by doing it. They say the nonpartisan government report says that, and that's what happened there. So this is really kind of what we've had. We've seen the same show, just different characters have gotten up. Joni Ernst, the senator from Iowa, the Republican, who listened to what was happening on the floor, said, you know, I want to hear from White House counsel. I'm sure they'll address this now, and we'll go from there. That's what she said heading into what happened in the day. So what about Biden? That's got to be part of it, because of the allegations that are flying around, and that the allegations facing the president are that he was using official policy with Ukraine to cut out Joe Biden, kneecap him basically in the 2020 election. So Trump's defense team had no choice but to mention them, the Bidens, because Trump himself brought up Biden during that phone call on July 25th with the Ukrainian president. They argue that the defense, that Biden's son Hunter had a lucrative job, we know that's true, with a Ukrainian natural gas company, Burisma, we know that's true. That was around the same time that his father was urging the Ukraine, they say, to fire its special prosecutor in 2015. And if the elder Biden was trying to protect Hunter Biden, his son, his business dealings, then that's potential corruption, is what the defense team is saying. You know, one thing that I have to say was like deja vu and very strange. His hair is grayer and there's much less of it. But Ken Starr, who was huge in President Clinton's impeachment a couple of decades ago, he was the independent counsel investigating Clinton, eventually uncovering his affair he did with the intern, Monica Lewinsky. And then Clinton's impeachment and acquittal by the Republican-controlled Senate was one of the most partisan moments probably of that whole decade. And Starr got before the Senate and argued that not only should the Senate keep Trump in office, but they should be very wary of impeachment of a president at all, that it's too political. In fact, here was his quote. He said, impeachment and removal not only overturns a national election and perhaps profoundly affects an upcoming election, it entails a risk. It entails a risk. And then the team, the defense team, I think tried to kind of sideline Rudy Giuliani. And one of the things that one of the female lawyers for the president, Jane Raskin, said is, Mr. Giuliani is just a minor player, that shiny object designed to distract you. And her argument was that Giuliani came across what he thought was potentially damaging information about Biden and the Ukraine in 2018 when he was looking for info to protect the press and the Mueller investigation into Russian collusion. Are you following all of this? So what do you need to know now? Well, this is it. So we've heard these opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial, the president's legal team. What was adopted last week is that each side gets 24 hours to present their case over a three-day period. The House impeachment managers, all Democrats, did theirs last week. So now we just wait and see where this falls and what happens after that, if there is really going to be a vote on witnesses. I can't imagine anything changes. It certainly does not seem that way with me, that there would be enough there. I'd be remiss not to mention this. I think one of the scariest things that is going on right now, honestly, is what's happening with this crazy virus. In fact, it's called the coronavirus. Very odd, I know. But so many people have died in China, and there's more people that are being uncovered with it in the United States who went to this city of 11 million in China. Check out this warning. Maybe not. I'll tell you what the warning was. The warning was this. The warning was from an immunologist from the CDC. And what he said was that it's not something that the American public needs to worry about. Because as you watch to see what's happening in China, we keep hearing, oh my gosh, what does that mean for the United States? And how worrisome is this? And so the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases said that the American public doesn't have to worry about the coronavirus outbreak in China. It's very, very low risk. So that, I guess, is the good news there, because the World Health Organization reported on Saturday that there were 1,300 confirmed cases of the virus worldwide. Only two in the United States. The majority are centered in China. And he went on to explain that since it's a virus, there are limited remedies to combat it. All right, we're going to bounce out. We'll be back in a few. Hang with us.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Schools across the country starting the day with a moment of silence to honor basketball great Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and the seven other people, including the pilot, killed on the helicopter in Calabasas, California.
I was sad because I asked my dad, favorite basketball player.
The NTSB trying to get to the bottom of why the chopper crashed. Heavy fog in the area. Police choppers were not allowed to fly at the time. Kobe reportedly had special permission. President Trump meeting at the White House with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ahead of a new peace plan that will be released. To Capitol Hill, where the president's attorneys continue to argue the case he did nothing wrong, it still remains unclear if witnesses will be called to the Senate. And the number of people who have died in China from the coronavirus soaring. Many, many others sick. And here in the U.S., five confirmed cases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Mail time.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. We do have mail, and so much of it centers around Kobe Bryant, a little bit on impeachment, but most in the Bryant category. So let's go to this one. This one is from Phil, and he says, Kate, so sad to hear about that junior college baseball coach and what happened to him and his family, all three of those young women. Just the wrong time, wrong place to be, and at such a happy moment for all of them. I suppose it was quick, according to what I've read, and that is the good news, if there is any silver lining in this. Yeah, there's not any silver lining. Nine people, Kobe Bryant, and you just mentioned John Altobelli, who was one of the most successful JUCO baseball coaches in the country, Orange Coast College in Costa Mesa, California, 700 wins, 27 seasons, even some people you might know. Aaron, I got a big bat judge from the Yankees, the master SWAT. Unbelievable, this guy, his stance, what he does for the Yankees, and he was somebody that was coached by Alto, as they called him, and there's so many more. And people were just devastated by the loss of him as well, but Kobe Bryant would overshadow that. What's so incredibly sad is his wife and daughter were killed along with him because Alyssa, his daughter, was good friends with Gigi Bryant, and they, of course, were going to the Mamba Academy to play in that tournament. So they were very, very excited about that. And they leave behind a son, JJ, who is a scout for the Boston Red Sox and a daughter, Lexi, who's in high school. Can you only imagine what that must be like for them? And pretty much that's it, right? Just absolutely awful. And then you had somebody else, Peyton Chester, a 13-year-old eighth grader who played for the Mamba's girls basketball team alongside Gigi and Alyssa. They were all friends. Like I said, it was a great moment for them to all be together, and a sad thing that happened as a result. So it is, devastating, of course. And people are searching for the words and thinking of their own families. And can you imagine being in that situation? And it definitely looks more and more like it's pilot error, because weather conditions and past aviation accidents certainly show that have fog like that, and where you have those low clouds and the mists and all of it, it is deceiving. So at that time, that's what you had, reduced visibility. In fact, in Los Angeles, they have the most copters going up as far as law enforcement, and they were all grounded. So how does that happen? They're all grounded, but he gets special clearance to do it. And this is what happens. You know, pilots can request special visual flight rules when they're flying in these controlled air spaces if flight by visual cues alone is not possible along that flight route that they were on. And this was an incredible piece of machinery that they were on, which was also so, mind-boggling to so many people, the Sikorsky S-76B helicopter. And it's very roomy. It fits certainly two pilots, that whole thing. And they were in a holding pattern, and they circled. And boy, oh boy, again, very, very, very sad, sad story. However this all gets recorded, it's sad. It's sad for all the people left behind, and there certainly are broken families. All right, here's another one. This one is from Joe, who says, "Hi, Kate. Curious as to what you think the legacy of Kobe Bryant is going to be." Yeah, that's, the legacy. The legacy is what was next, I think, was the other part of it, what was going to come, and we have no idea what was going to come, except for that he was working on, it seemed like everything he touched turned to gold, whether it was endorsements, a soft drink he was involved with, an MLS, a Major League Soccer, but the page is not turned. And I think he would have played heavily in his daughter's career, because it looked like she was a mini-me of Kobe, and certainly the apple of his eye. Who knows how far she would have gone with her game? Too young to know that, but taken much too young. 41 for Kobe, 13 for her and the rest of the people on that helicopter. So I think his legacy from a basketball point of view is solid. He would have been inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2020, absolutely, and that would have been talked about during the All-Star game, and he was excited about that possibility because, of course, he was nominated and on the list, and he would have been. But that doesn't happen. He could still get enshrined, but he's no longer with us, sadly. And he was third on the all-time NBA scoring list. Ironically, LeBron James, also a Laker now, surpassed him on Saturday in Philadelphia for number three. So he has incredible records. 5 championships, 2 MVPs in the finals. The list goes on. Utah, his final game, 60 points. That's crazy. And NBA teams are trying to figure out, what are they going to do? How are they going to honor him? And they did these shot clock violations, which I thought was pretty cool, where that's what they did. They purposely held the ball for, 24 seconds for the violation and 8-second violations, because that was the two jerseys he wore in his 20-year career, and people everywhere are talking about this. It transcends basketball, that is for certain. So his legacy is one where what could have been, but certainly what was there with the NBA. And he did do some pretty amazing things as you dig deeper philanthropically and was absolutely beloved in Los Angeles for what he did for the community. There is no question about that. All right, we move on to impeachment, because I got just a truckload of emails on that, too. Here's one from Care, who says, Kate, how long do you think it will take the lawyers for the Trumpster to do their side of the defending, if you will? Can you hurry up and get to the point where they vote, and then everybody says, okay, that's it, it doesn't work for us anymore? Because I can't imagine that there's going to be enough Republicans who will shift that the votes will be there for the Democrats. Do you hear anything about that happening? No, I hear exactly what you're hearing, that it doesn't look like that case is presented well enough for the handful of Republicans who seem to kind of wedge themselves in the middle, or at least weren't saying much. So I don't believe so. I think they take the vote and it doesn't happen. And when I say they take the vote, they take a couple of votes, but one of the votes would be for witnesses, and it just doesn't seem like that. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Bobby, who says, Bolton is a tool. Of course, you know this, Kate. You have to sell books. He's trying to sell a book, so he's got to make sure that he has something that they can leak out there so they can sell some of them. I hope no one buys his book. I think it's ticky-tacky no matter what. And perhaps that's why he left, why he did in September, as he saw the walls tumbling down, and he was going to get his exit and make sure that his book came out in style at the right moment. It does seem in all these cases, and we could go back and talk about people with books, that this is the perfect setup. Oh, it's perfect. Everybody's talking about this. There's a buzz. I can release it and say, it accidentally got leaked. How did it accidentally get leaked? I always wonder, when they say it accidentally gets leaked, that's what I want to know. How do books accidentally get leaked? And listen, this is part of the game. This is part of the game of selling books, and that's it. I saw a Washington Post headline that said, if the senators fail to call Bolton, their trial is a farce. I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think so. I mean, the Trump lawyers just pretty much ignored the Bolton deal. They didn't even really focus on it. The focus was on Biden and his son and everything else surrounding this, but not on Bolton. He said he would testify, but I can't imagine that this happens. I can't imagine. And there's lots of opinion pieces being written about this, but it doesn't look that way. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Gordo. Hey, Kate, I haven't been able to listen to you for a while, but I'm back and planted and listening. Is this coronavirus something that we all need to worry about? It is pretty scary to see what's happening in China. It is scary in China. It's infected 4,400 plus people. It's killed 106. And they have raised the travel warning to a level 3. That's the highest alert. So if you don't have essential travel to China, you shouldn't be going. Beijing has quarantined more than 50 million people, but 5 million have already left the epicenter of the outbreak. So who knows where it is? And the coronavirus, it could be contagious even before people exhibit symptoms, they say. Healthy people could be carriers. That is what's scary. Right? It's scary. And it's like a pneumonia kind of like illness. And they've had other cases confirmed in France and South Korea, Nepal, Thailand, Cambodia, Singapore, Vietnam, Taiwan, Canada, Sri Lanka, Germany. Wow. Be careful out there, right? And certainly in China, they're locking it down, meaning if you don't have necessary travel, you cannot be going to that epicenter, that's for sure. All right, stay with us. I'll meet you in a few.
Club.
Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Because believe it or not, there are so many things that are happening. So we have the coronavirus, but hey, CDC and some others are saying, yeah, the death toll is 106, but don't worry about it here in these United States. This is Super Bowl week. That means on our Wednesday show, first hour, third segment, we will do the Super Stravaganza, like that Stravaganza, which means just we'd really celebrate you if you won the prizes. You'd have to nail the score and the team. And this is it. This is the big swan song of this year's Nail the Score. It's that easy. You just call up. What's the score of the game going to be? 49ers going to win it. Chiefs going to win it. Who's going to win? What's the score? Poof, and that's it. Or shoot me an email at katedelaneyradio.com. katedelaneyradio.com. Super Bowl, hopefully it's going to be exciting. Otherwise, you know what's going to happen. We're going to be talking about the commercials. Commercials cost a fortune, but do they hit the mark? whoever puts together the commercials for whatever company it is and is hired to do that, you can only imagine the pride that swells within them, in their wallets that swell as well, if they come up with the right combination. The problem is that it's hard to do. You have 30 seconds, pretty much, and you have to be clever, concise, get the message across, you get the idea. And there's a big thing about Mr. Peanut. They were killing off Mr. Peanut. And this shows you how something can affect what something else is that's happening that seems innocuous, but not so. The Mr. Peanut campaign has been suspended because of Kobe Bryant's death, that Super Bowl ad. They thought it was in poor taste to do it. So they decided the demise of the marketing mascot, just it wouldn't work because of the helicopter crash. They didn't like that whole idea. Mr. Peanut has been the face of the brand for 104 years, and he was actually meeting his fate after an auto accident left him and actors Wesley Snipes and Matt Walsh on a tree branch. So they decided they're saddened by the news, they're pausing it, and they're just going to evaluate the next step along the way. How smart of them to do that. But here's the thing. A 30-second commercial during the Sunday night showdown between the 49ers and the Chiefs, $5.6 million. Phew. That's 30 seconds. Yeah. And there's other ads, and I've seen like some sneak peeks of them. They look pretty good, and we'll share some of those with you later in the week for sure. But that's going to be something that people are talking about. People go to Super Bowl parties and didn't even watch the Super Bowl. I've been to a lot of Super Bowls, and it's strange. Sometimes it's exciting, and it's like you can feel the hair on the back of your neck stand up. And other times you're sitting there and you can't believe it. It's the most boring thing in the world because it's such a blowout. But when you're home or when you're at a party, of course, you have the best seat of all. Because you're just hanging out and plowing through whatever chip bowl or cupcakes or goodies that are out. Super Bowl Sunday is a gorge day. One of the biggest days for selling pizza. Crazy, crazy busy. This is very, very strange. This story fits into odds and ends. Lori Vallow, do you know who she is? She's the mother of two kids missing in Idaho. She was found in Hawaii, right, with her new husband. Police in Hawaii say that she was found in the state with the new hubby, but the children are not located. Kauai, the police department, that's where they are, announced that Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell, oh, there's a joke in there somewhere, but it's too sad of a story, have been staying on Kauai and that they were served with a legal document ordering her to produce the children. So Tylee Ryan is 17, but J.J. Vallow is 7. They've been missing since September 2019. And initially, she and the now husband lied to investigators about where the kids were. Ooh, this doesn't seem good. Vallow's estranged husband was shot and killed by her brother in Arizona last summer. And then Cox, the brother, Alex Cox, died in December of an undisclosed cause. What is going on here? So, who knows how this mystery unravels, but it's not looking good. Let's put it that way. And you see the photograph of the two, of the couple, and you just don't get it. I just don't get it. Sometimes you cannot explain what people do. You can't explain it. And both of them were involved in an organization called Preparing a People. They say it's not a group, it's not a cult, or something people join. It just sounds funny, that's all. Mm-mm-mm. All right, we turn to money when we speak of odds and ends. You know, so many people are talking about are we going to see a recession? Is there going to be a recession? Recession? I've been hearing about a recession forever. And you have people that are companies that are battening the hatches, so to speak, just in case that happens, in case there's some kind of a slowdown. And remember, there were many companies that were nearly cut in half or decimated by the Great Recession of 2007 to 2009. And that, of course, was the worst downturn we've seen since the Depression. So when the Dow tumbled on Monday, what's the first thing people think about? Oh, that virus, the coronavirus. Because U.S. stocks posted their worst day since October, and it was the fear of the outbreak of that virus that rattled Wall Street. Because of the death toll climbing in China. And then people being monitored here in the United States in case. So now, one of the chief executives and founders of a financial consultancy said that the coronavirus is the number one threat to financial markets currently, as global investors are becoming jittery on the uncertainty. Let me ask you a question. What is certain? When do you go to the market and say, this is certain, everything is certain? I would love for someone to whisper that in my ear. It's certain. It will be. It shall be. I mean, granted, we can look at indicators and try to make heads or tails of it, but nothing is certain. All right, here's a big surprise, right? Speaking of odds and ends, Prince Andrew hasn't responded to any interview requests for the most part since everything broke about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, who was the accused child sex trafficker who killed himself in prison. The Duke of York said last year he would assist law enforcement with any kind of inquiries into his former friend's activities, but he has not cooperated so far. That's what they're talking about. And there are allegations that Epstein once forced a 17-year-old girl to have sex with the prince. And in November, he announced he was stepping away from his public duties as a royal. And they say, Buckingham Palace, that the allegations are false and without any foundation. What a note to end on. If you have any thoughts, let them flow. Send them to me, katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everyone.
In Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.